Grace to you, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 17th of April. I'm your host, Paul White. We return today to the verse-by-verse study of Paul's letter to the churches at Galatia. We're in the fourth chapter, and we're going to focus today on the 19th verse. Before I do, I just want to say we took a little hiatus the last couple of days and aired for you the audio portion of a previously unreleased portion of a sermon. I have since taken that audio and video and made its own video and released it to our website, iTunes, Podbean, etc., etc. And the released video actually contains a little bit of material we did not put on the podcast. Okay, so go check that out. And here's the reason that whole thing happened. And the DDP is my opportunity to explain some of the things that we're posting, whereas we don't take the time to do that during the postings. This past Sunday, a couple days ago, we aired a sermon from Georgia and called A Word Into the Void. And that sermon was super long when I preached it. And as I edited it, I didn't want to put all of it in one sermon. There was a little rabbit trail near the end that was about 12 to 15 minutes long that I liked but could stand on its own. So that's why I sort of pared the sermon down, still pretty long, over an hour, and then took that little portion and made its own sermon. That little portion is titled, What Does God Look Like? And the first half of that 20-minute or so video deals with that thought, and the last half deals with a couple of questions that come out of the crowd. Now, you might not be able to hear them real well, but you can hear them, but you'll catch the drift of what the question is as we answer it. And so check that out. What does God look like? That's available wherever you listen to the DDP. It's also available at YouTube, Facebook page, paulwhiteministries.com. While you're doing all that, please rate and review the podcast. It helps us move up the charts a little bit so people can find us a little easier. Paul White Ministries and all of our material available at iTunes. We ask you to rate and review. That would help us immensely. Galatians chapter 4, verse 19, my little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you. A couple of days ago, 3 days ago, when we concluded our teaching portion, before we went on that little hiatus, I made this statement as we went off on the podcast that this is a little troublesome for some grace people because the teaching in the message of grace and the finished work, I probably should lump all that together, is that Christ is in you, the hope of glory. We can't disagree with that. Paul says it in Colossians, that we've been perfected, according to the book of Hebrews. That's a spiritual perfection that in the eyes of God is a finished work and accomplished work. And then Paul makes this interesting statement here in Galatians 4, in which he is he's laboring in birth again until Christ is formed in you. That's troublesome for some because they say Christ is already formed in you. Why is Paul saying until Christ is formed in you? Some have tried to take this eschatologically, I think, and say that at the culmination of the Old Covenant at AD 70, this would have been fulfilled. Christ is now completely formed in us. I can see the spiritual validity of such as you're trying to graduate out of an Old Covenant and into a New Covenant. But I don't really think, personally, that that's what Paul's got in mind. I don't think that he is referencing an eschatological event. I think it has to do with paternal care. I think it has to do with Paul believing that he has birthed something in this Galatian family, not unlike he has in other churches, particularly Corinth, which I'll get to in a second. Because Paul says, my little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you. I think Paul is saying, I have fathered you in the faith, but I'm not done, and I'm laboring again like a woman in labor, hoping to see Christ completely formed. And I think he's talking about in your walk. I think he's talking about in your attitude. I think because if this is an eschatological verse, then Paul claims to be able to birth them, and then it's culminated in an AD 70 event. I don't think that's it. I think that Paul is saying, I'm laboring in birth pains over this message that I'm writing to you, this idea that the gospel cannot be and should not be perverted with works and performance standards, and that if you do that, you are yet to show forth a fully formed Christ. It sounds a lot like what he says to the Corinthian church. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14, reading 14 and 15, I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you, for though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. So Paul is saying, you may have 10,000 teachers. None of them will mean as much to you as your source. And he says, I have birthed you in the gospel. Now, you can take that to the next level and say that we really can't call anyone our source. Jesus said, call no man father. He didn't mean don't call your dad dad. He meant don't take any man on earth as your source. They didn't spiritually birth you. Take that down a level to the local church. Yes, you had someone who is your father in the faith, someone who led you to Christ, but they're not even your spiritual source. So Paul's claim in 1 Corinthians 4, do you have 10,000 instructors and one father, is his way of saying you got a lot of people teaching you, but you've only had one person birth you. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. And I think that's very similar to what he is saying in our passage in Galatians 4, basically telling them, look, I've birthed you once. I feel like I'm birthing you again until Christ is formed in you. And then verse 20, I would like to be present with you now and to change my tone, for I have doubts about you. And I don't know if this deserves its own podcast or if I can say this in a minute or two. I love this verse. I love it that Paul, he shows some fire in his belly in defense of his kids, and this is what a good dad does. A good dad shows a little bit of fire in defense of his kids. This is why I think we've actually hurt the message of our father when we act as if he can't get angry defending his church. And so for people to say God never gets mad, I go, you don't understand what a good dad does. Or you've never been a father, because a good father can get mad defending his children. And Paul's defending his children, he's getting a little hot. Unfortunately, he has doubts about the Galatian people. I would like to be present with you now to change my tone, for I have doubts about you. I wish I were there. I think if I were there, I would change my tone if I could see you face to face. And Paul says this in other passages of the New Testament. 2 Corinthians pops to mind, where Paul, the early chapter, I think it's chapter 1, where Paul talks about, you know, it's probably best I'm not there because it wouldn't be good. I think I would hurt you. And in this passage in Galatians, Paul acts as if it would be good if I were there. I think I could hold you. But I'm not there, and so I'm hot about what's going on. And I think, if anything, it shows us the tenderness of Paul, the love and the passion of Paul. Now, tomorrow on the podcast, we start this amazing passage of verse 21. I want to invite you to peek ahead. Read 21 to 31. This is the rest of the fourth chapter. Probably going to be here a while. This is that great moment, and we'll dig in tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.